the end of the trip, you're exactly where you're meant to be. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to fill CJSF's Fun Drive hot air balloon and help us rise higher and reach further.
Welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, and I'm here in New York City. Everything happens at once because time is exploding so fast, so violent, you can't respond. White House explodes, helicopters drop on Chicago, children screaming in pajamas, fishing boats on the sea, facing aircraft carriers. Gangsters run the police, jets built to crash in the Gulf of America. Longtime citizens, cuffed, jailed, protesters gassed. No time, no space between violence and violence and violence. And we take it. We become passive. We drift inside this Scarface shootout. Now, there was a time when time gave us the street signs of our lives. With the minutes and the days and the years, life took its time. A good thought, isn't it? You could hold a good thought in your hands in the old days. Take your time with it. Remember how we did that? The clock that still works is the earth. The time of our lives is understood and organized by the earth. 7 million of us in this streak. Frogs, giraffes, monkeys, tigers, polar bears. And there's room for humans too. Uncostumed humans. And we can shout for joy with the others shouting for joy. We have time for this. We have time for each other. We're taking the time to be here with our cardboard protest signs. Defend the Constitution. We have a present moment, a still moment, a space and time for each other, for the earth. We have time to do something real. There's still time. We still have time. Somebody give me an earth, hallelujah.
Wait, that's not how you arrest
people. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Now, on the ground.
All right, but you're not
on the ground.
All right, hold on. All right. Hey, what you guys doing? That's not how you arrest people. If y'all gonna arrest people, y'all gotta arrest people regular. What y'all doing, bro? Hey, Kevin, no resiste. Yeah, no resiste. What am I doing? Hey, Kevin. Hey, y'all
get on the ground.
All right, bro, you can't be doing that. I'm from here.
Get on the ground.
Get up, bro. I need help.
I can't, bro. They gonna push me. They gonna do whatever they were doing to him. No, I'm not gonna get up. I'ma just stay like this. Bro. Y'all scaring the dude, bro. That's not how you arrest people.
Why?
I got rights to talk, bro.
You got no rights here.
I do.
Get up. I was born and raised here.
What about you?
I was born and raised here.
Okay, all right.
No, once she got that proper spurt on him, he was gone.
You're funny, bro.
Who's funny?
There's a way of life, there's a way of death. Which way are you on? Jesus said, I am the one. I am the one. I'm the only one. I'm the only way to permanent peace. I'm the only way to permanent joy. I'm the only way to eternal life. I'm the only way to forgiveness of sin. I'm the only way to the Father. You have to come by me. And that eliminates a lot of people. When Jesus
remember began
to talk about dying on the cross,
watches you harder than his followers than left people.
They said, Lord, we thought you were going to sit upon a big throne.
So give them a show.
We were going to drive in Cadillacs.
No. Yeah.
And we were going to have
beautiful swimming pools and
lovely
ladies
and all the rest of it. We didn't really know
this
again.
If you are,
congrats. We thought this was going to be a kingdom and we were going to overthrow Rome and we were going to rule the world. And that is going to happen someday. But not now. The cross before the crown. Some of us want the crown before the cross.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.
Let's take another approach. Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Hurricane Melissa is finally leaving the Caribbean after battering communities in Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba for days, leaving a trail of devastation that killed approximately 50 people. Hurricane Melissa is one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes on record and the strongest ever to hit Jamaica. It made landfall on October 28th near New Hope, Westmoreland, Jamaica, with sustained 185 miles per hour winds and a central pressure of 892 millibars, tying historical records for intensity. The Black River community of Western Jamaica was especially hard hit, with as many as 80% of structures damaged or destroyed. Six new bat species have been described by researchers from the Royal Ontario Museum Field Museum in Chicago. The discovery adds to the thousands of known bat species. The six new bat species are all tube-nosed bats and were identified as separate species through a combination of morphological examination and genetic testing. Researchers examined tooth pattern, skull shape, fur banding, and other visible characteristics. These new species are all small bats, weighing just 4 to 14 grams each. New global findings in the 9th annual indicator report of the Lancet Countdown on Health and Climate Change reveal that the continued over-reliance on fossil fuels and failure to adapt to climate change is being paid in people's lives, health, and livelihoods, with 12 of 20 indicators tracking health threats reaching unprecedented levels. The report says failure to curb the warming effects of climate change has seen the rate of heat-related deaths surge 23% since the 1990s. To 546,000 a year. In 2024 alone, air pollution from wildfire smoke was linked to a record 154,000 deaths, while the global average transmission potential of dengue has risen by up to 49% since the 1950s. Authors say 2.5 million deaths every year are attributable to the air pollution that comes from continued burning of fossil fuels. On a more positive note, an estimated 160,000 lives are being saved annually from the shift away from coal and the resultant cleaner air, while renewable energy generation reached record highs. Led by China, state-of-the-art AI programs can support the development of drugs by predicting how proteins interact with small molecules. However, a new study by researchers at the University of Basel has shown that these programs only memorize patterns rather than understanding physical relationships. They often fail when it comes to new proteins that would be of particular interest for innovative drugs. The AI models faced particular difficulties if the proteins did not show any similarity to the training data sets. When they see something completely new, they quickly fall short. But that is precisely where the key to new drugs lies, said one scientist. AI models should be viewed with caution when it comes to drug development. Every cell of the deadly Plasmodium falciparum parasite, the organism that causes malaria, contains a tiny compartment full of microscopic iron crystals. As long as the parasite is alive, the crystals dance. They spin, jolt, and ricochet in their little bubble, too fast and chaotic to even be tracked by traditional scientific techniques. And when the parasite dies, they stop. The iron crystals have long been an important target for anti-malarial drugs, but their motion has mystified scientists. Scientists have finally found what makes the crystals dance, the same chemical reaction that powers spacefaring rockets. The crystals, which are made of an iron-based compound called heme, move by triggering the breakdown of hydrogen peroxide into water and oxygen. The reaction releases energy, giving the crystals the kick they need to spin into motion. The spinning crystals are the first known example in biology of a self-propelled metallic nanoparticle, the researchers say, but they suspect that this phenomenon is much more widespread. Every fully operational liquefied natural gas or LNG terminal in the U.S. has violated federal pollution limits in recent years, a new report has found. The analysis of public records comes as the Trump administration is aiming to fast-track the approval of new export terminals in an attempt to sell more domestic LNG to Europe and Asia. Joe Biden had previously placed a pause on LNG exports, which Donald Trump lifted on the first day of his return to office. It should be noted that much of the gas in these LNG terminals is fracked gas, Physicists at the Max Planck Institute for the Structure and Dynamics of Matter in Hamburg have discovered a striking new form of quantum behavior in star-shaped kagome crystals, named after a traditional Japanese bamboo basket-woven pattern. Electrons that usually act like a noisy crowd suddenly synchronize, forming a collective song that evolves with the crystal's shape. The study, published in Nature, reveals that geometry itself can tune quantum coherence, opening new possibilities to develop materials where form defines function. The Kagome lattice has long intrigued scientists due to its intricate design of interwoven triangles and hexagons, which often geometrically frustrate electrons and give rise to exotic phases of matter. The recent findings demonstrate that geometry influences the collective quantum behavior of electrons. Much like a choir resonates differently in a cathedral than a concert hall, electrons in these star-shaped crystals seem to produce a new sound, one influenced not just by the arrangement of atoms, but also by their shape. For the past 250 years, people have mined coal industrially in Pennsylvania. By 1830, the city of Pittsburgh was using more than 400 tons of the fossil fuel every day. In research presented last week, Dr. Dorothy Vesper, a geochemist at West Virginia University, found that abandoned, unremediated mines pose a surprising risk. Continuous CO2 emissions from water that leaks out even decades or centuries after mining stops. In a 2016 study, Vesper and her collaborators found that the water draining from just 140 of these mines in Pennsylvania add as much CO2 to the atmosphere each year as a small coal-fired power plant. The mine waters, loaded with sulfuric acid as a byproduct of the coal's geology, break down carbonate rocks like limestone that is associated with the coal seams. Part of that rock is ancient CO2 that was locked away when the rock formed millions of years ago. The acidic water dissolves the carbonate rocks, releasing carbonate ions that then convert to CO2 or other forms of carbon in the water. Once the discharge leaves the mine and is exposed to the air, any CO2 present in the water can be released into the atmosphere. No one knows how many abandoned mines there are in Pennsylvania or elsewhere. A new University at Buffalo-led study suggests greater social media use is linked to emotional distress caused by the perceived threats of climate change. The study, published in the journal Climatic Change, is based upon a survey of 1,400 U.S. adults conducted in January 2024. Respondents were asked questions about their social media use, emotional response to climate change, support for authoritarian policies, and radical action. The study found a correlation between greater social media use and climate anxiety. This includes climate distress, which is general concern and anxiety about climate change, and climate doom, which is the belief that climate change will lead to the breakdown of social, political, and economic systems. Climate doom, but not climate distress, is associated with support for radical actions such as sabotage, threatening CEOs, or hacking fossil fuel cyber infrastructure. Neither climate doom nor climate distress is correlated with support for authoritarian policies such as population control. And now the sounds of extinction. U.S. delegates at international climate talks. The Trump administration has confirmed that no high-level representatives will be sent by the U.S. to upcoming UN climate talks in Brazil, underscoring the administration's hostile stance towards action on the climate crisis. The U.S. has always sent delegations of various sizes to UN climate summits over the past three decades, even during periods under George W. Bush and in Donald Trump's first term. But the COP30 talks in Brazil next month are set to be devoid of an official American presence to an extent never seen before. Trump has called the climate crisis a hoax and a con job, and has said that the U.S. will withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. And hear the sound of Hurricane Melissa, the most intense hurricane to ever make landfall in Jamaica.
And Reverend Billy again. Hello. Here we are at the conclusion of another 29 minutes coming up here on our final moments with you. And please talk to us. RevBilly.com is our website for the Church of Stop Shopping. Savitri and I would love to hear from you. You can find the way to, you can even, I think we have our phone numbers there and everything. We're vulnerable to the evil forces. And I would like to thank also our editor, Jason Candler, and our Earth reporter, Savitri D. The children in that Chicago apartment and their families. I'd like to thank the, you know, chopper pilots and the ICE agents just for being who they are when they're not violent. And they're just kids, you know. They're young people doing the wrong thing, and they're making money. I know that it's hard to forgive them, but it's even harder to forget the president. So here we go. I'd like to thank Screamin' Jay Hawkins. He's explaining what Billy Graham is doing. It's hypnosis. it's the threat of heaven and hell. The Mormons and the Tabernacle Choir, longtime racist Mormons singing out in the mountains of Utah. We took on some evil today, didn't we? We took on some people doing the wrong thing. And I'd like to thank Brian Eno for his Just Another Day. He's one of the wonderful Earth musicians, like Bjork, like Erykah Badu, like Miriam Makeba, like the Cree and the Hopi drummers, you know, that we feature, the Ojibwa drummers that we feature. The Earth is sending music through us, isn't it? Sending the love through us. The strongest force that it has, that gift of love. And that love is how the Earth changes. And it's how we will change in a very special way, a much more forceful way, a way of changing that we still have to invent because of the changing world we're in. Our activism needs to be reinvented. Am I right, children? Our activism needs to be surprising, educational. It's got to stop people and start people. We've got some work to do. And so, Earthalluja, thanks to all of you and all the people out in the stations, 50-some stations across the country broadcasting us, and you're out on the streaming services as well. We've got a mega church here for peace and love. Amen. Somebody give me an Earthalluja.
Us rise higher and reach further, and donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573.